Clifton Basketball is on the air. East Tennessee's most exciting broadcast of high school basketball begins with the Falcon pregame report, featuring a preview of tonight's game and news and notes from around the area. Then stay tuned for the live play-by-play broadcast of the four-time region champion Fulton Lady Falcons and the five-time state champion Fulton Falcons basketball team. Fulton Basketball, on your home of Falcon Athletics since 1952, Falcon Radio 91.1 WKCS Knoxville. Now let's go to the gym for another exciting evening of Fulton Basketball.
Given an opportunity to play for a state title. Records and rankings mean nothing inside these sacred walls of the Murphy Center. You've got 32 minutes to prove that you belong here. More importantly, that you're better than the team across from you. Last year, Fulton was just happy to be here. A young and inexperienced Falcon team had to replace a Mr. Basketball winner in Tyler Lee and college-level athletes like Taj and Danaj Kimber, as well as Dexter Lewis. Coming off back-to-back state titles in 2023 and 2024, Fulton struggled to find its footing in this tournament a season ago as they were ousted in the first round by Fayette Ware. That learning experience has been the springboard going into this season and motivated this year's team to a 24-9 record, a district and region title, and a state sectional win against Greenville just a few weeks ago. They'll look to apply those lessons learned against a team that looks a lot like them, the Portland Panthers, undersized like the Big Maroon, but have the athleticism to make things tough for their opponents. The champions from District 9 and Region 5 ride a 9-game winning streak into Murfreesboro and look to win their first state tournament game since 2003. The Panthers team back then, led by Corey Brewer, former Florida Gator national champion and a veteran. Good news for Falcon fans tonight. Corey Brewer won't be lacing it up tonight for the team from Sumner County. This year's team much more balanced with a lot of experience. Two sophomores, one junior, rest all seniors for head coach Sean Ferguson. The duo of Keelan Dalton and Tristan Calvert will have the full attention of the Fulton coaching staff, and defending the three will be of utmost importance if Fulton wants to move on to the semifinals on Friday. Game plans are in place. We will see who rises to the occasion under the bright lights here at the Murphy Center. It's Fulton and Portland in a 3A state quarterfinal, and it's coming up next right here on Falcon Radio. Back after this as you listen to Fulton High School Basketball, 91.1 WKCS Knoxville.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV, and then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Being a true American means more than just baseball. Blue jeans and rock and roll. Being an American also means taking responsibility. So if you're a man turning 18, do your part. Register with Selective Service. It keeps you eligible for college loans, government jobs, and job training. Plus, it's the law. To register, log on to www.sss.gov or pick up a Selective Service registration card at any post office. Be a man and register.
Back here at the Murphy Center as we move into the starting lineups. First for the Fulton Falcons, led by Mr. Basketball runner-up Nick Steen, Chaz Wood, Rajon Womble, Justin Burris, and Jamari Martin, Tristan Calvert, Evan Ferguson, Nathaniel Honeycutt, Quentin Totten, Keelan Dalton. The five for the Portland Panthers as Portland 28-6 coming into this game tonight. Fulton 24-9. Winner faces Upperman on Friday in a state semifinal as the Bees knocked off the Hornets of South Gibson 56-49. So the Bees await a semifinal matchup on Friday. Fulton looks to get into that matchup with a win here tonight, but it's not going to be easy as Portland, their first state tournament in 23 years. But, man, they are big. They are physical, big in strength, not very tall. Keelan Dalton, the tallest player on this team at 6'3". But they are very athletic, and they will look to out-muscle the Big Maroon down low. Fulton will have something to say about that here tonight. Portland will be in the road. White uniforms with Panthers in purple across the chest. Numerals in purple as well, trimmed in black. Fulton in their home black uniforms. Fulton in white across the chest. White numerals trimmed in maroon. Tommy Sweat here, courtside from the Murphy Center. Alongside me is longtime Fulton assistant basketball coach, five-time state champion assistant basketball coach, Jonathan Cox. Coach, thanks, first of all, for being here. This is a wonderful experience, not only these kids, but these fans and the city of Murfreesboro. A lot of emotions here, and it should be a fun one here tonight.
Absolutely, Tommy. These kids at Fulton, they expect to play in a state championship every year. They expect to be in the state tournament every year, and here we are. What an exciting moment for these young guys.
Portland moving right to left offensively as you listen. Opening tap controlled by the Panthers. And it will be the point guard, Tristan Calvert, who will be met by Rajon Wobble in the front court. Fulton in a man-to-man defense.
Surprised he's not in zone, Tommy.
Quentin Totten, a pass down low to Calvert. Wobble gambled with a steal. Calvert turns, knifes towards the basket, and the opening bucket belongs to the Portland Panthers. Two zip off an opening bucket from Calvert, averaging just over 12.5 points a game on the season. Wobble, left elbow, kicks it to Steen in the left corner. A good look at three. Good. Nick Steen, a great start for Mr. Basketball runner-up. Nick Steen, Fulton grabs the lead for the first time, 3-2.
I think we got to be patient on defense. Obviously, we're trying to speed them up and get steals, but we also got to be solid.
Almost a steal there. It's a silly pass from Totten to Dalton, batted away by Martin. Totten gets it back.
Post.
Dalton, down low, working on Martin, drives, cannot finish as he throws up an errant shot on the right block, rebound on the backside to Steen, up the right side of the floor, gets to the right elbow, to his spot, kicks it out, Wobble, three on the way, Rajon, no good, long rebound offensively taken by Steen, and he backs it out in the right corner. Fulton resets on offense. Portland comes out in a 2-3 matchup zone. Here's Wobble, left corner, drives baseline, leaves it for Martin, no, he just loses it out of bounds. Took some contact from Dalton and just lost it into the cheerleading squad for the Panthers. And that will be a turnover. Now Fulton comes out in a 94-feet full-court press trying to speed up Portland.
Absolutely. I don't think they like pressure. I don't think they've been guarded the way we've guarded all year.
Dalton breaks the pressure, throws it up, and a layup is no good from Evan Ferguson, but he's fouled on the way up by Chaz Wood. And that will be the first foul called against the Falcons, first foul call of the game. It's on the floor, so Quentin Totten will throw it in underneath for the Panthers.
23 is a big, strong guy in the post. Jamari's pretty good and pretty thick in there, but he's moving him around in the post.
Here's Totten, left side, guarded by Nick Steen, right in front of our broadcast position. Cross-court pass to Calvert, and he shuffled his feet. Traveling violation on Calvert, and a turnover against the Panthers.
I think that's a prime example, Tommy, of us just speeding them up right there. They don't want to play as fast as we do.
Talking to the coaching staff in the team hotel before the game, that was the game plan. Don't think that Portland has faced the pressure that Fulton will face or will give them tonight. And so far, it's a turnover there as they look to turn it into points. Fulton leads 3-2. A minute 45 gone to the first quarter. State quarterfinal game. Steen drives inside. Ball hangs on the rim and drops through the net for Nick Steen. He's got all five for the Big Maroon. Fulton by a field goal.
And that was easy, Tommy. They couldn't stay in front of him right there. Hopefully that is a good sign of things to come.
Steen 2-2 from the floor. His first bucket from inside the arc. 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. Here's Ferguson. Drives inside. Takes some contact. No foul called. Steal picked up by Steen. Up to Burris. Leaves it for Chaz Wood. Layup is good. Falcons off to a hot start. 7-2 they lead it. And they come out in a full court press. Here's Calvert. Drives inside. Back tip by Wobble. And it will be lost out of bounds by Wobble as he was the last one to touch it. First sub of the game is Joe Hairston, who checks in for Jamari Martin. It will be Portland basketball underneath as Quentin Totten will throw it in. Great hands from Wobble to knock it out of the hands of Tristan Calvert. Dalton takes the inbounds pass. Heavy tape job on his left wrist for Dalton, playing through some pain in the state tournament. Leaves it for Calvert. Lifts up towards midcourt. Wobble guards him on his hip. The count's on him. Got to find somewhere to go.
That's got to be five.
That's got to be five. And it is. More like 6.5. But nonetheless, another turnover forced by the Fulton defense. The second one tonight. And the pressure on ball defensively from Rajon Wobble forces a 5-second count on Calvert.
Down there, Nick.
We've got a timeout called by John Ferguson. And the Panthers don't look overmatched. Just don't look very comfortable. And kind of what you'd expect. You never really play into the storylines, but this is the fifth year in a row that Fulton's been down here. Portland hasn't been here in 23 years. That does make a difference in the first round of the state tournament. Who's more comfortable? It looks like Fulton is more comfortable here in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple factors that go in that. Number one, you're walking in here for the first time. You really don't know what's going on. And then the Fulton defense. You can't simulate that in practice. I think the biggest thing is when you see it for the first time, it really catches you off guard and makes you uncomfortable. And right now we've made them uncomfortable. Even when it looks like they've had something, we've tipped them out of bounds and caused some problems.
Steen has 5 of the 7 for the Big Maroon. Chaz Wood with a layup as well. Steen also with 2 rebounds, 1 offensive and defensively, and a steal to go along on that padded stat line. 3 minutes into the first quarter for Nick Steen. Out of the timeout, Fulton basketball. Burris throws it on the left elbow for Steen, and a shot fake gets his defender in the air. He wants to work on Dalton, leaves it for Womble. Womble, fancy dribbling, free throw line, jump shot is sent away by Nathaniel Honeycutt. And the length from Honeycutt, 6'2" senior, rejects the jump shot of Womble. Here come the Panthers the other way. Here's Totten, left wing, cross court pass to Ferguson. They're having to start their offense 35 feet away from the basket as the Fulton pressure has been cranked up a notch. Ferguson drives in and will be bailed out by the whistle as he was out of control driving inside. I believe foul will be called on sophomore Chaz Wood, as we'll see the second substitution line tonight for Fulton. Kieras Cox, freshman Will Dixon, sophomore Albie Harris, and for Chaz Wood, Rajon Womble and Justin Burris.
Yeah, Chaz has got to do a better job of staying in front of three. That's 2 fouls on him, so that hurts you a little bit as far as your offense goes.
Calvert, pull up 10-footer in the lane. No. Joe Harrison snags a rebound, tries to throw it up to Nick Steen, and it's batted out of bounds by Keelan Dalton, but Fulton will maintain possession. Will Dixon will throw it in to Nick Steen. 4:39 left to play in the first quarter. Still Fulton 7, Portland 2.
I wonder how long they're going to let 23, their bell cow there, guard Nick.
Steen, a give and go to Hairston. Can he finish at the rim? He cannot. And then he's the last one to touch it out of bounds. It was a nice give from Steen to Hairston, knifing towards the rim. And the ball was left short, and it was tapped out of bounds by the Big Maroons. So ball back over to the Panthers. Calvert takes the inbounds pass from Honeycutt. Cox guards him 94 feet away from the basket. Calvert has a step. Gets it to the left elbow. Now he tries to break him down. Drives inside and might have got away with the travel. But nonetheless, Calvert finishes at the rim and breaks a 3-minute scoring drought by Portland. First bucket in 3 minutes and 20 seconds. And it's Fulton 7, Portland 4. Steen, a spin move at the right elbow. It kicks it left side for Kieras Cox. Now Harris has the top of the circle. Eyes a 3, top of the key. No good. Rebound
good
tapped around. And a loose ball is picked up by Hairston. And Hairston will be fouled on the floor. Great hustle as Totten will be whistled for his first foul. And a hustle play, 50-50 ball controlled by Hairston. And it gives Fulton another crack at points. 3:52 left to play in the first quarter.
We need Albie and Chaz to make some of those open looks just to take some pressure off Nick. We got one right there. That's a little pin down for Nick. He missed the screen.
Nick throws it into Dixon. Now he leaves it for Harris. And a handoff to Kieras Cox as they work it around the perimeter. Here's Steen, top of the circle, working on Honeycutt. Sees a mismatch, pulls up right elbow, jump shot. That is almost automatic. And he is a perfect 3-for-3 from the field. He's got 7 of the 9 for Fulton, and it's 9-4. Big Maroon, 3:30 left to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, when he gets to his spot right there, he's in good shape. He's got to get off of him.
Totten working in the backcourt, Steen right on his hip. Tapped it away from him for a moment and got a little bit too greedy, and he's tapped with his first foul as he hip-checked Totten to the floor. He'll be subbed out as Justin Burris checks back in. Evan Ferguson will grab a seat, and Evan Brown will come in for the first time this evening for the Panthers. Honeycutt will throw it in on the side out right next to Fulton assistant coach Adrian Wanamaker there on the sideline.
I think the biggest thing for Nick is he's going to have to be on the floor tonight. He cannot get in foul trouble. I think this game becomes equal when he's not out there.
It's his first, and he'll grab a seat. Burris checks in for him. Here's Calvert out front. Panthers down by 5. Cox right on his hip.
Great defense.
Has to get rid of it to Totten. Just threw it up for grabs. Dixon had it in his hands, but he was thinking about scoring a layup on the other end. And the ball will sail out of bounds, but great hustle from Kieras. Great hustle from Will Dixon. And Portland lucky to maintain possession of the basketball. Totten will throw it in on the side out. Gets it into Calvert. Almost stolen away by Kieras. Calvert has it top of the circle. Drives inside. Hairston all over him. And Calvert can't finish. Rebound tapped around. Finally controlled by Will Dixon. The freshman will take it up the floor. Left side for Albie Harris. Pass down low for Harrison on the low block. Gets a defender in the air. Kicks it out to Albie. Left corner three for Harris. No good. Rebound tapped around on the floor. Cox grabs it. Honeycutt grabs it. Now it's Burris in the lane.
Oh.
Layup. No good, but he's fouled. As that was great hustle on the offensive glass for the big maroon, and Justin Burris will try to reward himself with two free throws.
Yeah, that's just great effort by Kiaris and Justin just to keep that ball alive right there. You know, you can tell Will looks a little nervous right now. You can tell he's the only one that hasn't been here. That was a layup. That was a steal and a layup right there.
Burris hits the first, and a sub for the Panthers, Elijah Sidnor checks in for Quentin Totten. Burris will line up his second free throw. Falcons lead by six with 2:35 left to play in the first quarter. Fulton shooting 44% from the field to Portland's 40. Burris cans them both, and it's Fulton by a touchdown, 11-7. Dalton throws it in, still Fulton in this full court press as Calvert has it in the backcourt. Guarded by Kiaris Cox. Driving, Calvert gives it now to Honeycutt across the time stripe. And he leaves it for Brown.
Foul.
We've got
an offensive foul
away from the ball as Calvert. Kiaris Cox, excuse me, that's Keelan Dalton. As him and Hairston were battling in the low block. And Keelan Dalton picks up his first foul. Away from the ball. Ball back over to Fulton with 2:22 left to play in the opening quarter.
There's another perfect example of just the pressure. The relentless pressure caused that frustration push.
Portland's had four turnovers in the last 5.5 minutes.
Got to slow down on offense. Will just got it and passed it. He's got to slow down.
Turnover there from Fulton right in front of the Portland sideline. Fulton gives it right back. And here come the Panthers working the other way.
Oh.
And the opening bucket of the game is Albie Harris's whistle for a blocking foul. Brown with a nice sell job there in the backcourt. As that will be Albie's first, team fourth.
I like the fact that Fulton's come out and already played nine players. That's good.
Getting everybody acclimated.
Absolutely.
Portland gets it in. Here's Brown. Harris picks his pocket, and then a trip will be called on Brown. That's
no
exactly the right call.
Kickball.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no foul against Brown, but great hands from Harris as he stuck his hand in the cookie jar and came away with one there.
Yeah, the ball pressure has to be relentless tonight. They've got to be uncomfortable.
Five turnovers for Portland in the first quarter as Burris drives in, and he's shoulder-checked by Brown. And that will be the fourth team foul against Portland.
I really think we got to continue to get the ball into the paint because when we get the ball in there, we're open on the perimeter, but we'll get what we want if we get it in there. There he is.
Burris gets it into Cox, cutting towards the rim. A shot is good and a foul. Set play off the inbound, ran to perfection. Cox set a screen, slipped towards the basket. Burris hit him in stride and one.
Tommy, that's just a little back screen right there, and they both went to the guy coming off the screen, and Kiaris slips in right there. Nice job by setting the screen and reading the action.
Foul on Sidnor, his first, team fifth. Cox to the line to cap off a three-point play. 13-4 Fulton. A minute 49 left to play in the first quarter. It's been all big maroon. Cox lines up the free throw. Too strong. Rebound is tapped up by Dalton, and it finds Sidnor. He gives it to Calvert. Calvert drives inside, has a lane. Layup is no good as it hangs on the rim. Rebound tapped out by Dixon. Here's Harris, and he double dribbled.
A couple of these young guys are just they're in a hurry right now.
Albie Harris on the team last year, but don't think he played.
No, he did.
Will Dixon, Will Dixon, freshman. This year, they're all getting acclimated to the Murphy Center. That's a double dribble from Harris. Here comes Portland. Ferguson has a good look at three out of the stoppage, and he airmailed. Rebound, Jamari Martin, who checks in out of the timeout.
Maybe we can get Nick back in here and get him a post touch. Great take right there.
Burris, a great move. No good. Martin with the follow as he elevates for two. Offensive rebound and the putback. 15-4 Fulton. Calvert throws it up for grabs. Up to Harris. Harris to Burris. A two-on-one. Burris can't finish through contact. Rebound picked up by Sidnor, and he's fouled. Two-on-one opportunity from Fulton. They can't get any points, and that will send Sidnor to the line on the other end.
Tommy, that's a prime example. We've probably left 6 points out here this quarter on not finishing off turnovers. Just a tough take right there by Justin.
Fulton with a 6-0 run over the last 2 minutes and 6 seconds. 13-2 run, dating back to 7 minutes and 13 seconds left to play in this first quarter. It's been all Fulton.
It is, and 23 hadn't had but one or two touches right there, so that's a big advantage.
Yeah, Dalton's been quiet, averaging 15 points a game on the season, and he's touched the ball once, and he got rid of it pretty quickly as Sidnor hits the first of two free throws. Womble back in for Dixon as it's 15-5 Fulton. Sidnor lines up the second one, left it short, and a lane violation on
Justin
Burris.
Yeah,
so it'll give Sidnor another free throw.
Guy's got an odd little free throw, and Justin just anticipated him shooting it. Good little run right here with Nick out of the game. He went out the 3 minute mark, and since then we've held serve right here.
Sidnor misses the third opportunity. Rebound goes to Fulton with a minute left to play in the first quarter. Harris, dribble drive, kicks it now to Burris. Sidnor right on him. Looks like Portland's gone to a man to man. Burris, a drive inside. It's a 10-footer, no good. Dalton skies for the rebound. Here is Honeycutt up to Ferguson. Ferguson, layup is up and good. That's the best sequence we've seen so far for Portland, and it gets Ferguson on the board.
Yeah, Albie,
15, Portland 7.
Albie can't come up right there and gamble. He's got to stay back. They got a wide-open layup because we came up and gambled on the play.
30 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Fulton looking to hold for the final shot. Here's Martin back to the basket at the top of the circle. Leaves it now for Harris. There's 20 seconds on the first quarter clock. Womble gets a screen from Martin, drives baseline, and the ball is tapped off his leg. Good hands from Evan Ferguson. And Womble, last one to touch it as it went off his shin there in the right corner. So a couple of errant plays there from the big maroon.
You have nowhere to go. There's 16 seconds on the clock, and you go drive right into help that was standing there. You got to know the clock, not going to know the situation.
Honeycutt into Totten. Now Portland can have the final shot. As Totten gets it across the time stripe with 10 seconds. Left side for Honeycutt. Pass inside for Dalton. And Dalton finishes at the rim. A quick 4-0 burst for Portland. In the final moments of the first quarter, 3 seconds to Burris, a heave at the horn. No good. Wouldn't have counted anyway. So a great start for Fulton, led by as many as 10. But then Portland ends the first quarter on a 4-0 run. It's 15-9 Falcons at the end of one. Back after this, as you listen to Fulton High School Basketball, 91.1 WKCS, Knoxville.
Being a true American means more than just baseball. Blue jeans and rock and roll. Being an American also means taking responsibility. So if you're a man turning 18, do your part. Register with Selective Service. It keeps you eligible for college loans, government jobs, and job training. Plus, it's the law. To register, log on to www.sss.gov or pick up a Selective Service registration card at any post office. Be a man and register.
Eight minutes gone, 24 minutes to play. Portland ends the first quarter on a 4-0 run, but Fulton still with a 6-point advantage, 15-9 at the end of one. Steen leads the way for Fulton with 7. Burris with 2. Jamari Martin with 2 as well. For the Panthers, Tristan Calvert with 4. Evan Ferguson with a layup. Keelan Dalton with 2 rebounds and 2 points, including the final bucket of the first quarter. It will be Fulton basketball to open up the second.
Yeah, we got Carolina right here. We'll try to get Nick off this screen.
And a turnover that Nick Steen didn't think that he had his dribble, or he wasted a dribble. As Burris threw it to him on the left wing, he corralled it with his left hand, but it was a dribble. Came close with two hands, began the offensive set, and whistled for a double dribble. So a turnover on the first possession for Fulton. Ball back over to Portland as they're trying to gain a little bit of momentum on a 4-0 run. It's Jamari, Burris, Kiaris Cox, Will Dixon, Nick Steen, the 5 for Fulton, Calvert, Totten, Ferguson, Honeycutt, and Dalton, the 5 for the Panthers.
Oh, it's got to be a steal right there.
Totten, dangerous pass to Honeycutt. Dixon can't get his hands on it. Back to Totten. Three-pointer is on the way from the left wing. It's no good. Rebound, Nick Stanton. He wants to run. Gets to the left elbow. Stops. Kicks it right side. Dixon. Three on the way for the freshman. Rattles, no. Rebound goes to Calvert. And Kyrus Cox whistled for an over and back foul. So not the start you want for Fulton in the second quarter. But still a lot of basketball to be played. As Wobble will check in for Will Dixon. Coach, not a gripe off the air, but Womble, you said he's got to get it going here for Fulton to have success.
Absolutely, he's got to get it going. I think his stat line was 0 for 2 with two turnovers right here to start the game, and he's a senior. He's been down here, you know, four times. Big steal by Womble, big layup by Nick. Great play right there.
Right on cue. Womble with the steal. Falcons with an easy two. Nick's team with a layup. He's got nine, and it ends a 4-0 scoring run, 17-9. Dalton, a drive inside. Man. He is athletic as can be, driving in on Jamar. He finishes at the rim through contact as well. So a chance at three for Keelan Dalton as he's now asserted himself into this ballgame.
Yeah, you can tell he's heavy right on the dribble. He can't dribble in his left hand. We've got to set on his right there, not let him go middle. You've been a Falcon for a while. You know you cannot allow middle penetration.
Well, you have that, which is a finish at the rim. But there's help collapsing in. It's a kick out for a three. I mean, it's almost detrimental as Dalton caps off the three-point play with a free throw. It's 17-12 as Joe Hairston checks in for Jamari. 1 minute gone in the second quarter. Burris will walk it up.
We've got to continue to play Fulton basketball right here. Get back to what got you here. Be solid. Play good defense.
Here's Burris in the right corner working on Totten. Gets him in the air, but instead leaves it for Womble. Now it's Steen in the corner. Finds Burris in the left wing. And he traveled. Trying on Totten. A jab step right. Immediately followed by a drive. And that's a travel. So ball back over to Portland. As Fulton now with a couple turnovers to start the second quarter.
Absolutely. I think we got to make sure we get play solid defense and don't get in foul trouble here.
Calvert drives inside. What a finish. On the left block, finishes with his right hand. Womble right on his hip. And it's now a 5-0 run for the Panthers. Gaining a little bit of confidence. 17-14. Fulton clinging to a field goal advantage. Burris off a screen. And he throws it for Womble. And it's dribbled out of bounds again. Back-to-back turnovers. That's now six for Fulton. And Jody Wright needs to burn a timeout. As the Panthers have arrived, it took them about 7 minutes into that first quarter, and you see a team that is 28-6 riding a 9-game winning streak. The thing is, you never underestimate anybody. Not saying that Fulton underestimated the Panthers. Teams make it here for a reason. Fulton came out like gangbusters, up 15-5. The Panthers, they're solid too. They found their footing. First state tournament in over 20 years. They're now on a 5-0 run, only down by three. 6 minutes left to play in the first half. What was the consensus there to start that second quarter? Just looked like sloppy basketball from the Falcons.
Yeah, just self-destruction. I mean, they were on a 9-2 run, and we've maybe got one shot off a steal. We've got nothing in our half-court offense right now outside of turnovers. We just got to be patient, quit dribbling so much. This team is really good. If you think about the Oak Ridge second half, when they start passing the ball and have assists, they're really good. We got to get the ball moving on offense.
Honeycutt gets it into Totten out of the stoppage. Just a 30-second timeout for Fulton. Totten across the stripe, leaves it for Calvert. Wanting a screen from Dalton. He rejects it. Calvert off a drive, top of the circle, and just too much dribbling. Turnover. Here comes Kiaris. Can he finish on Ferguson? Layup is left short. Steen with the offensive rebound. Backs it out in the right corner. He's double-teamed. Somebody's open, and not a foul. Steen stepped on the out-of-bounds line. So three straight turnovers for Fulton.
We've turned it over seven times, three in the last three trips.
Kiaris almost got one back. Tapped it away from Calvert. Honeycutt, the inbounder, grabbed it right back. Throws it back to Calvert. Wants to drive. And he drives inside. Layup at the rim. Sent away by Hairston. Here comes Steam out of the scrum. Leaves it for Womble on the baseline. Up and under layup. No good. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Cox on the elbow. He drives in. Layup. No good. And a jump ball or an offensive foul? Do they call it jump ball?
Jump ball. A jump ball.
Almost laughable. A jump ball as Kiaris Cox took it up to the rim. And the possession arrow favors the Panthers.
Man, this is sloppy.
Very.
There's 14 turnovers right now in the game. We've played a quarter and a half.
Fulton's had four turnovers in the last 2 minutes. Totten, a pass inside for Ferguson, and it's all Panthers. A 7-0 run. And Fulton leads by a single point, 17-16. 3 minutes gone in the second quarter. Fulton's got to find some sort of offensive rhythm. Can't settle for a three. Need a good shot here. Burris valuing the basketball out front, working on Calvert. Picks up his dribble.
We got to move. We're standing. Nobody's moving.
Leaves it for Steen. Drives inside. Spin move. Leaves it right side. Womble. Womble had some space, but instead will dribble it out. Leaves it for Burris. Burris, ball in his left hand, takes it inside, leaves it for Hairston, and it stops the bleeding. Great drive from Burris, great kick from Hairston, and it stops a 7-0 run. 19-16, Fulton.
That was the best offensive possession we had right there. Finally got some movement.
Took their time, it looked like, too. Didn't rush anything, and it led to an easy two.
I think if we'll keep moving, we can't gamble.
Totten drives, leaves it for Dalton, loose ball. Dalton still has it on the right block. Man, he is physical. And he'll be rewarded with two free throws as he drives inside. Lost the handle for a moment. Got it back. And then he's fouled by Hairston on the way up. And Keelan Dalton will head to the line to try to get points 6 and 7 here tonight. 4:12 left to play in the first half. First one on the way from Keelan Dalton. Banks it.
Tommy, I think you've got both teams right now still just trying to get their legs underneath them a little bit. It's time for, you know, Nick to go back on a little scoring run here and take over the game. We got to give him a paint touch.
Still perfect from the floor. 4 for 4. 9 points, 5 rebounds. Dalton lines up the second one. That one's good. So he's got 7, and it's back to a one-point advantage for Fulton, 19-18. Burris walks it up the floor. Met by Totten in the front court. Gets a screen from Hairston, working right side. Top of the circle. Now to Womble on the left wing. Free throw line extended. Back to Steen in the right corner. Dalton working on him defensively. Here's Harris. Shot fake, and he traveled. And that's the third travel we've seen tonight for Fulton. Harris came set, a shot fake, but then shuffled his feet before the drive. That's a walk all day.
The thing is we need to actually slow down on offense and get what we want, not play faster.
3:40 left to play in the first half. Portland looking for their first lead of the game. Totten, a given side for Dalton. Shot, good and a foul. Blocking foul called on Harris. Tried to step up and take a charge. Dalton takes advantage. And the Panthers have the lead for the first time in tonight's contest.
Tommy, they're on a 15-4 run, and I don't know that we've got two shots during this run.
Dalton back to the line, 3 for 3 from the charity stripe so far, and that's his first miss. Long rebound snagged by Womble. Just a one-point advantage now for the Panthers, and you're exactly right. 15-5, Fulton led at one point in this game. Since, it's been 15-4 in favor of the team from Sumner County. Pretty pass inside Harris on a back screen rejection from Burris, and Burris finishes with the left hand on the low block. Fulton back in front.
I like Nick guarding three, and Albie going to 15 right here. It just gives us a
loose ball. Totten somehow gets it back, and that's just unlucky for Fulton. Totten threw it up for grabs. It was tipped. Found his way back to him in front of the Fulton sideline, and he takes it all the way to the rim for a two as we go back and forth here at the Murphy Center. 22-21, Portland. Steen working on Dalton. In and out, dribble, drives inside, and a blocking foul will be called on Nathaniel Honeycutt. That's the first team foul of the quarter for Portland. So fouls to give for the Panthers, as that's what you want to see. Steen with Dalton on him. Dalton more physical, but Steen has the athletic ability, and it looks like Jody Wright wants to burn another timeout. And still, this has been Portland's game. Three out of their last three they've made from the field. Dalton leads the way with 9. He's got 2 rebounds. He's 3 of 4 from the floor, 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. Calvert with 6, Ferguson with 4, Quentin Totten with 2. Steen for Fulton has 9, but he hasn't scored since late in the first quarter.
4-minute mark, and we took him out at the 3.5-minute mark, so he's basically went to almost a full quarter without scoring the basketball. But yet again, it's hard to score the basketball when you're turning it over. We have 10 turnovers right now. We've got, we've got to get back to playing half-court defense right here. We were pretty solid to start the quarter, the first quarter, and then we stopped playing half-court defense, and we turned it over, and they've got some easy layups.
Fulton, 1 of 5 from beyond the arc, 45% from the field. For Portland, 56% from the field, 9 of 16, but all of them have been at the rim. They've only attempted 2 3-pointers. The thing with teams like this, they know their game. They're not going to stray away from it. I mean, you've got Galton down low, who's a force. You've got other guys that are athletic, but they don't – I mean, the 3-point percentage doesn't really jump out at you. I think the game plan is get it into Dalton. If he's not there, let's drive and kick. And they've had easies at the rim, and that's why they find themselves in front, 22-21. Timeout by Fulton. They will have it underneath as Burris will be the trigger man.
I think we just got to continue to play right here. We got a little inbounds play. We're going to set a stagger screen right here, then slip this.
Burris throws it into Womble. Womble, a 15-footer on the right elbow. No. Offensive rebound. Hairston, and the putback is good. Two big-time offensive rebounds. One from Martin, that time from Hairston. And Fulton back in front by a point. Here's Brown. Loose with the basketball. Throws it up to Totten. Totten almost lost it. Leaves it for Ferguson. Ferguson drives in on the baseline. And it will be batted out of bounds by Nick Steen. Panthers will retain possession underneath. 2:26 left to play in the first half.
Yeah, Nick's got to be smart right there. He can't reach. He's got a foul, and you got to have him on the floor.
Fouls on Joe Hairston on the inbounds as Brown was looking to get it in for Dalton, and that's on Hairston. I believe that's the fifth team foul against Fulton. So a heady play from Brown. Dalton had position. Hairston fouls him, and that will send Keelan Dalton to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, your biggest fear now is foul trouble, and they're going to be in the bonus the last 2:25 of the second quarter.
And they can play aggressive. They only have one team foul against them. Dalton cans the first. We're knotted up at 23. Jamari will have to check in for Joe, as Joe will grab a seat with two fouls.
You know, at this point in the ball game, the game plan was to speed them up, and they've not been guarded like we can guard them. But you have to be solid. You can't. It's not a steal and a gamble the whole time. We just got to be solid on defense.
Dalton gives the Panthers the lead yet again, 24-23, as we trade buckets in Murfreesboro. Dalton moves into double figures with 10.
We've got to get Nick a post touch. We've got a small switched off on him.
Burris, a left elbow jump shot. And a great screen from Steen. Burris says, thank you very much. And an easy 15-footer is good.
This kid can't dribble. He does not want the ball.
Brown, Evan Brown, you're alluding to, geeks it up. Ferguson will shoot it in the left corner, and he sees one go down. Evan Ferguson with a big three in the left corner. First long ball for the Panthers, and their largest lead tonight at 2 points. 1:50 left to play in the first half. 27-25, Portland. Burris drives, kicks it for Kiaris. Now Jamari Martin at the free throw line.
We've got to get a post touch right here. We got a mismatch in the post. Jamari's got to get out. All right, here we go. Flatten the ball out. We got him.
Steen, they're looking for him. Can't get him. Cross-court pass. Here's Burris. 90 seconds left to play in the half. Womble, crossover dribble. Kicks it to Steen. Right corner three. Got it. Big three. Wanted him on the low block right there, Coach, but he steps out beyond the arc and buries a big three. 28-27. Fulton back in front. Steen with 12. A perfect 5 for 5 from the floor. Dalton trapped in the backcourt, throws it up, tapped away by Womble, stolen away, finish on the other end for Rajon. 5-0 burst for Fulton, and they lead it by three. Cox gambles as he tries to steal it away from Ferguson. Instead, he almost clotheslines him, and that will send Ferguson to the line to shoot two free throws.
That's a prime example of what I'm saying. We want to be aggressive, but keep the guy in front of you and make him uncomfortable. We continue to bail him out by reaching.
59 seconds left to play in the first half. Ferguson just saw a three go down a moment ago. Lines up his first free throw and buries it. Will Dixon will check in for Kiaris Cox. And Cox will grab an earful from Coach Wright on his way to
as
the sideline.
As he should.
That was a bad foul.
As he should. He's fouled 50 feet from the goal, reaching.
Ferguson. Second one, no. Rebound to Jamari Martin. Fulton clinging to a 2-point lead as we near the end of the first half. 50 seconds left to play. In the second quarter, Burris walks it up. Portland in a man-to-man. Burris drives right, free throw line extended. Now here's Dixon.
We're going to hold for the last shot unless we get a layup. We're in four high right here.
Fulton being patient. Burris drives inside. There's finishes at the rim. Through contact. Dalton right on his hip. Burris says no matter. Fulton by four. Dangerous pass. And Jamari Martin goes for a steal. And Keelan Dalton will head back to the line to shoot two more free throws. And you love the aggressiveness, but it's turned into silly fouls, and it's been free points for Portland at the line.
I don't think they understand that we are trying to pressure them, but we're not trying to give up layups. We continue to come up too far and gamble.
Both teams have heated up from the floor, each team hitting four of their last four from the field. Dalton heads to the line to shoot two free throws. That's where he's had pretty much all of his points. 6 of 7 from the line, 12 points on the night for Dalton. As now checking in for Fulton is Des Berry, freshman who hasn't seen the floor since midseason mark. Hairston and Martin in foul trouble. Desperate times call for desperate measures. Des Berry will play the final 30 seconds of the first half. Dalton hits two free throws.
We got to be smart enough to win this basketball game. Right now, I've got to question our intelligence just simply because we continue to foul on the other side of half court.
Hopefully, throws it inside to Berry, and a handoff is stolen away by Dalton. Dalton falling to the floor, gets it to Brown. There's 5 seconds on the clock, and Burris will burn a timeout. And you love the hustle, but now that means Fulton will have
two timeouts
left for the rest of the game. So Fulton will draw up a play for the final 3.6. You can't fault a kid for diving on the floor calling a timeout, but you'd almost rather him just kind of take that, sit on it, and let's just go to the halftime break. Love the hustle.
Yeah, what happened right there is we threw it to the high post. The kid's probably not playing a varsity basketball game in 2 to 3 weeks, and then you turn it over. So hopefully we can get a good shot right here. If we can get Nick going downhill and find Albie or Chaz out in the corners, I would say we've got both of them in there.
Yeah, we threw the ball to the high post and Des Berry looking for a handoff for, I believe it was Womble or Burris.
We've got six guys.
Miscommunication on the handoff led to a turnover. It'll be Fulton to inbound it. 3.6 left on the first half clock. Womble will be the trigger man.
We can get Nick coming off a curl right here going to the goal. We'll have a shooter open.
Gets it into Nick, 30 feet away from the basket. Two dribbles to the right. Fall away, 15-footer at the horn. Looked good. Couldn't get it to fall. That's his first miss from the field. As they'll go into the halftime break with 12. Fulton clinging to a two-point lead. Led 15-5 midway through the first quarter. It has been all Portland ever since. 25-17. They've outscored us since that mark in the first quarter. Portland ends the first half 4 of their last 4 from the field. Fulton 4 of their last 5, as it looked like Fulton was not going to coast to a victory but looked very comfortable. And you give a team like Portland some confidence. They saw a couple of easies go down. They now have momentum on their side. We changed leads there in that first half, and it looks like Fulton has settled into this game. Portland has settled into this game as well. But just the game we thought it was going to be. Two teams similar in style. The tallest player for the Panthers is Keelan Dalton at 6'3". Tallest player for us is Jamari Martin at 6'4" on the roster. So he's really like 6'2", 6'3". These teams aren't very big, very athletic, very physical. And, I mean, that was a great first half for Portland to bounce back. Fulton's got to play with a little bit more poise here in the second half.
I mean, it's a real common theme around Fulton. You'll hear Jody say it all the time. We've got to play hard, but we got to play smart. Right now, we're playing hard. We're just not playing smart. I mean, if you take a look at the stat sheet, we have 10 turnovers, and we have 12 fouls. That just tells you you're not playing real smart basketball. You're not taking basketball, and you're gambling too much on defense. I'm interested to see if he continues to pick them up full court going into the second half here, because if you look,
they've got 10 turnovers as well.
Yeah, but they've scored 9 of their 30 from the foul line. With 2 minutes to go in the first quarter,
that hurt.
They had 5 points, right? In the first quarter, they had 5 points. They scored 25 the remainder of the next 10 minutes.
Dalton's got 13 points. 7 of them have been at the line. We have given him some easies at the rim, or easies at the line. And it was really interesting to see, because that full court press, it was working. It was working, and you're pointing out on the stat sheet, Fulton led by as many as 11 with 1:19 left in the first, and really it seemed like Portland grabbed the last 4 points of the first quarter. They carried that in into Fulton's sloppy play. I think three straight turnovers at one point in that second quarter. Portland took advantage, grabbed the lead. It, you know, went back and forth. I think it'll go back and forth for the rest of the game. Hopefully Fulton can, you know, play with some poise and separate themselves. But the full court press was working. I legitimately think it's just Fulton has to calm down, realize, hey, we can play with some poise. Hey, we've been here before, and you got to, you know, just play smarter basketball. I think that's going to be a big key going into the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're in there talking right now just about being solid on defense and controlling the boards. Anytime you look at, you know, the stat sheet at halftime and at the end of the game, you want to be winning the battle of the boards. Right now they're up 16-7 on the glass. We've got some 6-0 boards, which is good. A couple big buckets on the offensive glass. But I'm telling you, if we've got to play smarter basketball in the second half, too many turnovers, too many stupid fouls, and we just got to continue to play Fulton basketball. The recipe's there, right? You play solid half-court man-to-man defense, and it worked for the first 7 minutes of the first quarter, held them to five. We got to get back to playing good half-court man-to-man defense.
Fulton leads by two after 16 minutes of play as first half is gone in the second quarterfinal game for 3A. Winner faces Upperman Friday, 12:45 Central Time. Fulton looks to book their trip in the state semis here in a couple of days with plenty of work to do in the second half. As it's 32-30, Big Maroon, we grab a break, come back with halftime stats, and then it will be time for second half basketball here from the Murphy Center. This is Fulton Basketball, 91.1 WKCS, Knoxville.
Being a true American means more than just baseball, blue jeans, and rock and roll. Being an American also means taking responsibility. So if you're a man turning 18, do your part. Register with Selective Service. It keeps you eligible for college loans, government jobs, and job training. Plus, it's the law. To register, log on to www.sss.gov or pick up a Selective Service registration card at any post office. Be a man and register.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID, or visit your local DMV, and then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
How do you define strength? Is it physical?
Hot, hot!
Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Tennessee's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Murphy Center, Tommy Sweat alongside Jonathan Cox here courtside from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University. Fulton were led by as many as 11 late in that first quarter. Portland comes storming back, finally arrive at the state tournament. Back and forth we went in that second quarter, and it's Fulton with a two-point advantage, 32-30 at the half as we take a look at the numbers for John Ferguson's Panthers, 28-6 on the year, again with a nine-game winning streak coming in to tonight. It is Tristan Calvert with six. Evan Ferguson has eight. Caught fire late in that first half. Quentin Totten has two, and then Keelan Dalton with 13. Dalton with 7 of his 13 at the line has two rebounds and a steal to go with his stat line. Elijah Sidner with a free throw off the bench as well. Totten again, 2 points, 2 assists. Evan Ferguson, 8 points and a steal. Tristan Calvert with 6 points and a steal for Portland. For the Big Maroon, 24-9, the champions from District 3 and Region 2. Led in scoring by Nick Steen, who was 5 of 6 from the floor and attempted a 15-footer at the horn there in that first half. That's his only miss from the floor. So he's got 12 points with 5 rebounds, does have 2 turnovers, but has a steal to go along with his first half stats. Chaz Wood had a layup late in the first half but picked up 2 ticky-tack fouls, has only played 3 minutes in this one. Rajon Womble with a layup to go along with 3 assists, 2 steals, does have 3 turnovers. Justin Burris, the second highest scoring guy for Fulton with 8 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, and a turnover, 2 steals for Justin in that first half. Kiaris Cox and Jamari Martin with 2, Joe Hairston with 4, Cox with 2 off the bench, Hairston with 4. Jamari Martin, 2 points, 3 rebounds, played 7 minutes in this game so far. Kiaris with 2 points, 2 personal fouls, has a steal and a rebound. Joe Hairston with a couple of blocks, 4 big ones off the bench, and 2 rebounds for his first half stat line, as Fulton was turning Portland over in that first half. I believe they had 8 at the end of the first quarter. They have 10 in the first half. Fulton had just 5 turnovers at the end of the first quarter and 5 in that second quarter. So each team with 10 turnovers. Fulton leads the rebounding category 16-7, as Fulton almost shooting 50% from the floor, 14 of 27, 2 of 6 from beyond the arc. Portland 10 of 7 from the field, 1 of 3 from beyond the arc, 2 of 3 at the foul stripe for the Falcons, 9 of 12. That's kind of been the key for Portland, as they have been money from the charity stripe. Coach, I mean, you've been in these locker rooms. You probably lost count of how many times throughout the years. After a first half like that, after leading by what you did, you give a team like Portland some confidence. What do you think was said if you go into the mind of head coach Jody Wright there in that halftime locker room?
Yeah, that was a very positive talk, because you've got to make sure that you understand the moment.
Right. So you're not jumping on guys at this point.
That's right. We're coaching at this point. The effort was good. We played hard. We didn't play smart. And I'll keep saying that. If we play a smart second half and we can turn them over more than we turn it over, and we can out-rebound them, we'll be fine. I got people texting me, hey, can we win this game? We can absolutely win this game. But we have to do a very good job of taking care of the ball and do a very good job of continuing to win the glass. And that number 10 right there, Nick Steen, if he continues to play like he is, we'll be in good shape.
He kind of gave us a smirk as he was walking to the stripe. He knows what's at stake, obviously. And he's had a tremendous first half. He'll look to compile it with a tremendous second half and vault Fulton into the winner's circle, as it will be Fulton basketball to open up the second half. Steen turns, gives it for Burris. 10-footer from Burris, no good. Rebound tapped around, and it's picked up by Dalton. And then Jamari Martin is going to get a foul, and that will be his third.
And that's a perfect example of playing smart.
That's tough. We saw Des Berry, freshman forward, come in for the final couple possessions just to give some fouls, give some seconds, as Martin will sit down with 3 fouls. Hairston comes back in. Hairston's got a couple of personals to his name as well. So Portland with a set play finds Calvert underneath, lost his footing for a moment, got it back, and he ties it up at 32. So a turnover or an empty possession for Fulton, and Portland cashes in on their first possession, and we're knotted up. Chaz Wood, Nick Steen, Joe Hairston, Rajon Womble, Justin Burris now on the floor to start the second half. Here's Steen in the left corner, leaves it for Chaz Wood, trying to get going here as he only played 3 minutes in that first half. Long three, no. Offensive rebound, Steen. 10-footer, no good. Dalton snatches the rebound away from Hairston.
Good possession, good rebound. We'll make that. We'll make one of those shots.
Calvert now has it, as he has 8 points tonight after that opening layup in the second half. Dalton left side, out of Ferguson. And he leaves it for Calvert. Dalton calling for it in the right corner. Calvert will back it out. They give it to him. Hairston right on his hip, and he bats it out of bounds. Good hustle from Joe. you're playing with two fouls.
Yeah, your biggest fear right now is you cannot pick up another foul with Joe. Because, I mean, if you do, you're going to go Nick in the post. And then you put Rajon on 23, which actually might not end up being bad.
Honeycutt, inbounds pass, gets it right back. Three-pointer, no. Ferguson skies for the rebound. Fall leg out of bounds, throws it off the leg of Chaz Wood. So it will stay with the Panthers underneath.
It's never easy down here, Tommy.
Never.
They got to win a backside box out. Just absolutely just got pushed right there in the back. But you didn't box out, so you're not going to get the call.
Minute 20 into the second half. We're tied at 32. Totten into Honeycutt. Quick release on the layup, and he rushed it. Air mailed it. Rebound goes to Hairston. Now here's Steen at the left side of the floor. 12 points in that first half. Has it at the free throw line. Leaves it for Chaz Wood. Dribble drive, leaves it for Womble. Fulton works it around the arc. Chaz, catch and shoot three on the right side. Got it to go. Confident-looking stroke from Chaz Wood, and he introduces himself into the second half. Fulton by three. 5 points for Chaz Wood.
That'd be solid right here for a couple, two or three. Let's get three stops in a row. We've got one. Let's get three more in a row. You know, Coach talks all the time about getting three and four stops in a row, and I think that's what this team needs right here.
Looking for one here. Calvert on the low block. Fall away two. Left it short. There's one. Rebound goes to Steen. Fulton with numbers. Steen pass inside to Hairston. Up and under layup is good. Fulton by five and a quick 5-0 burst.
Got to be solid. Get another stop. It's all about stops.
Totten right in front of our broadcast position. Dribbles left. Now to Calvert.
Look where they're running their offense again. That's what we want.
It's near midcourt. Way out. Near the MT logo. Totten has it left side. And the defensive pressure is picked up here for Fulton. And that's not what we needed to happen at all. Totten pass right side to Dalton. Hairston goes for a steal. And he picks up his third foul. So now Martin with three. Hairston with three. Will Dixon, the freshman, checks back in. And now the size has become an immediate disadvantage for Fulton.
We might end up having to go Kiaris. Attaboy, Ray.
And Rajon Womble forced that turnover. Totten looking for Calvert in the backcourt. And Womble right on his hip like a defensive back. Calvert then knife towards the basket. And Totten threw a pass to you here on the sideline. That's a turnover.
That was a great job of defending the basketball right there. He didn't let him get in his body, so he couldn't get open. That was a great job. We need to get Nick Steen another touch right here.
Portland hasn't scored in going on 2 minutes. Burris drives inside, gets to the middle of the lane, and a great finish from Burris. He's got double figures with 10 points.
That was a tough finish right there.
Fulton by seven, and it's a 7-0 run. Calvert, Womble right on his hip, and he'll be whistled for a foul. Now the foul count, Fulton with three here in this third quarter. Portland yet to pick up a foul in this second half. So that's Womble's first. That's good news.
It is. It's
you'll take that.
I think they just we've got to get the point across, guys. Your job, it's another foul. We've got to just
guard
them. We've just got to guard them. We're trying to steal it from them.
Dalton drives inside on Steen. Steen rejects him at the rim, grabs his own rebound, kicks it out to Ferguson. Ferguson,
that's
a three-pointer and a push from behind on, I believe, Quentin Totten.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a great box out, and he just got tackled.
Now the foul is on Nathaniel Honeycutt as he pushes Rajon Womble to the hardwood. And now Fulton's got a couple stops in a row on a 7-0 run. And they lead it 39-32, 4:52 left to play in the third.
I think we could set the stage. Our pressure is really good. It's just too much reaching. And I think
we're taking gambles we don't need to take.
Yeah, we're taking gambles. That's exactly right. We've got to continue to play solid.
Burris like across the stripe. Directing traffic. Throws it to Steen in the left corner. Dalton right on him. And he stepped out of bounds. Second time that Steen in that low corner has not found the out-of-bounds line. And that's what you see when you come down here. It's not new for Fulton, but haven't played here in over a year. I mean, it's an adjustment.
No, it happens. He's playing off the black line, which is a college line, not hit the white line. And he just took a step back to make an offensive move and stepped out of bounds.
Portland's got to cash in. Haven't scored in over 3 minutes now.
That's what we're trying, Tom. But we got to keep getting stops.
Ferguson.
There's another gamble.
Top of the circle. Drives inside. Layup no good. Altered by Wood. Dalton skies in for the rebound. Lost it on the
way
out. And they're going to say a foul is on Steen. But Dalton just lost it on his way to the rim.
I think it's got to be on 14. I don't think that foul's on Steen.
It is. Yeah. Chaz Wood probably, we didn't see it from our angle, stuck his hand in the cookie jar and came away with his third foul. So now that's Martin, Hairston, and Wood with three fouls. And Dalton back to the line where he had 7 free throws. They get 8 of his 14 now in this game as he knocks down the first. Kiaris Cox, Albie Harris back in for Fulton. Will Dixon and Chaz Wood will grab a seat. Again, Wood with the third foul. So now that's something you got to monitor.
It is. We can't stay out of foul trouble.
Dalton cans them both, and it stops the bleeding for Portland, 39-34.
Maybe we can run something here and get a good look. High ball screen action. We've got to set it down screen.
Burris, left elbow, picks up his dribble. Dangerous pass to Womble, and it's another turnover. And that's now 12 tonight for Fulton. And that's just, I mean, the one from Steen, unforced. That one there, Burris just kind of lazy pass over to Womble. That's back-to-back unforced turnovers.
Yeah, absolutely. And Justin's playing well. He's done a good job. He's just got to just take care of the ball.
Calvert lifts it up. Has it at the top of the circle. Kicks it left side for Ferguson. Ferguson, one dribble back to Calvert.
Tell you what, Zero, Cal, he likes going left.
He does.
Everything he's doing is going back to the left. Let's get a transition bucket here.
And he dribbles with his left right into a turnover. Here comes Fulton the other way. Womble lines up a three, top of the circle. No. Rebound goes to the Panthers. There's Brown. Wanting to run. Hesitation. Drives inside on Burris. Can he finish? No, it hangs on the rim. Rebound tapped right to him on the left block. Now Totten with a drive inside. Layup? No. Rebound goes to Albie Harris. Great box out from Steen on the low block.
Great box out. Steen. Kiaris got caught. Watch on the backside. Oh, he kicked the ball.
Harris loose with the basketball. Gets it now to Womble. Womble a drive. Can't finish. Grabs his own rebound. Kicks it out. Kiaris, who wanted to shoot a three, but instead thinks otherwise. Here's Burris. Will shoot a college-level three-pointer. Misses badly. And a rebound goes to Ferguson. Now up to Brown. 2:50 left to play in the third. Brown picks it up. Leaves it now for Dalton. Left corner. Totten will try a three. Can't get it to go. Rebound is picked up by Nick Steen.
Oh, let's slow this thing down and get what we want right here.
Steen will walk it up. Yet to score in this second half, but still the leading scorer for the Falcons. 2:30 left to play in the third quarter. Steen one-on-one against Dalton. Drives. Kicks it to Womble in the left corner. Back to Steen in the short corner. One dribble. Cross-court pass. And Cox has it batted out of bounds by Ferguson right into the Fulton sideline.
Kiaris has to get his motor going again. He's so much better when he's playing fast on defense and playing smart on offense. We got to get his motor going.
Portland has had 2 free throws from Keelan Dalton as Cox with a silly pass gives it up to Brown. Brown doesn't see Cox driving on the other end, and he steals it right back from him. 4-on-2 fast break for Fulton. Burris, pass down low, Womble grabs it, kicks it to Steen, left corner three, got it to go. Womble, no shot. On the baseline, kicks it to Steen, and a huge long ball from Nick Steen. And then we've got a stoppage.
Delay a game.
Delay a game as we hit the ball as it went through the net. But, man, that was beautiful fast break basketball. Burris down low to Womble. Womble didn't even have a shot at it, and he found Steen in the left corner.
Absolutely.
For a wide-open three.
We need to scoot back and pick him up at half court. We've got too many fouls right now. We're about to put him on the foul line again if we're not careful and just – being overly aggressive.
2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Big three from Steen. Fulton leads by 8. Totten kicks it to Calvert. Dangerous pass, but he grabs it, and he takes it all the way to the rim.
That all started with a gamble on the backside trying to jump a pass, and then their best player, their best guard, gets it going downhill.
That ends a 5-minute scoring drought from the field. Again, Dalton had 2 free throws, but that's their first field goal in over 6 minutes for the Panthers. And it's 42-36 Fulton. 90 seconds left to play in the third. Burris drives, and he's fouled from behind by Evan Brown. That will be Brown's second, team second of the quarter, and Fulton basketball underneath.
I'm interested to see as this game goes on, since they can't guard us on the perimeter, if we'll try to run a little clock, you know, and with the foul trouble, and see if we can get good shot running 30 and 40 seconds off each possession.
Sidner checks in for Totten. And if I'm not mistaken, Burris throws it into Womble. 2-pointer at the rim, no. Rebound being battled for between 2 Panther defenders. And that was an easy that Womble just kind of rushed. And Portland comes away with a steal. Or stop.
Man, we got exactly what we wanted. The guy was staring at the basketball. We lob it over his ear, and we don't get a layup.
Here's Dalton.
Go straight up.
Follow a 2 on the left block. Didn't need all of that, and he missed the shot anyways. Rebound to Cox. Up to Womble. You want him to slow it down. He backs it out smartly with 55 seconds left to play in the third quarter.
Sorry, Tommy. I'm trying to coach the sideline over
here. I knew this
here.
Would happen. It's exactly what I wanted to happen. Coach mode would kick in.
I mean, we can get a last shot right here, get what we want in a layup. Anytime you got Nick at this high post and the four high action they're running, you're going to get some good stuff.
Womble in the left corner. Ball is batted into the backcourt by Ferguson, and then Ferguson fouls Womble from behind. That was a scary play.
Be solid.
That was a scary play as Womble just had it back tapped and smartly let it go into backcourt. Ferguson trying to make something happen, and he picks up a foul. That will be his first, team third.
If we can get some action coming off the high post right here, they're so worried about Nick, we'll get a layup going downhill.
30 seconds left in the third quarter. Burris across the stripe.
Burris looks tired. He'll be ready for the quarter right here. He's been out here the whole time.
15 seconds left. Here's Harris.
That's great.
Working on Ferguson. Gives it back now to Burris with 10.
We're good.
Burris drives inside. Gets a man on his back. Kicks it out to Kieras with 6. Ball in the hands of Steen, and he traveled. Third time tonight that we have seen that jab step in a travel, and Jody Wright nods his head in agreement.
Then he gets Steen out right here and just give him a couple extra seconds so he don't get a foul.
Portland with the ball. 5 seconds left in the third. They're down by 6. Brown will throw it in. Up the floor to Dalton. Dalton drives inside, and layup no good. Steen tried to draw a charge. Lucky they didn't call a block, and Dalton just airmailed the layup. So hectic sequence, but still, after 3, it is Fulton by 6, 42-36, 8 minutes to decide this one. Can Fulton hang on and book their trip to the semifinals and another date against Upperman Friday at 12:45? We'll find out after this as you listen to Fulton Basketball, 91.1 WKCS, Knoxville.
How can you measure the value of education-based athletics? Well, the value is in what makes it invaluable. That's because school sports aren't just about winning. They're about learning and growing. School sports aren't just about gaining trophies and accolades. They're about learning life lessons, bringing a whole community together, developing character and integrity, having coaches who mentor you and teammates who become lifelong friends. And you can't put a price on any of that. That's what makes education-based athletics invaluable. Of course, when you participate in school sports, you want to win and become a better athlete, but the purpose is so much greater. Becoming a better person. Support your local school sports programs. And if you have a student, encourage them to get involved.
This message presented by the TSSAA and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Eight minutes to decide this second quarterfinal out of 4 here in 3A. Winner moves on to play Upperman in the state semis, as it will be Portland basketball to open up the final quarter of play. They trail by 6. Here's Honeycutt. Pass right side to Calvert. He's got 10 points tonight so far. He lifts it up. Calvert now directing traffic. Passes to Honeycutt.
You notice we got Jamari on a guard simply because of foul trouble right here.
Jamari playing with 3. Here's Dalton in the corner. Takes it all the way to the rim and elevates for 2. Could have been an and one as Chaz Wood tried to take a charge. No call. And it will stay at 2 points. Dalton now has 15. Tied with Steen for a game high. Burris, pass
big
right
shot.
Side, Chaz Wood. 3 in the corner, yes, got sir. It to go. Big 3-pointers in the third, now the fourth for the sophomore Chaz Wood. He's got 8, Fulton by 7. Brown, turnaround 2 from the free throw line. You take that all day, airmails it, and then Steen tries to grab a rebound, and he throws it off the back of Sidner. That was
mauled.
A break there.
He got hammered.
He got clobbered. No foul. Fulton with the basketball. A big 3 there from Chaz Wood.
Help, Ray.
Steen gets it into Burris. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. Coach, we talked about in that break. It wasn't pretty.
This is what we want. He can't come out and guard him. See what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Earlier we had 30, 40 seconds to hold this ball and get what we want.
Steen, top of the circle 3 on Dalton. And an errant shot. Long 3, no good. Talked about it. That third quarter, not sloppy, but you only held Portland to just 6 points. If you do that here, you're moving on to the semis. Calvert drives inside, collision at the left elbow. We play on. Here's Dalton driving inside on Steen. He poked it away. Picked up by Jamari. Jamari loose with the basketball. Now it's loose on the floor. Picked up by Honeycutt. Now Brown, and then a timeout called by Ferguson. That was something.
And that's great effort.
That was great effort. Yeah. Just a little out of control, but you love the effort. Martin off the steal from Nick Steen. A little loose with it, and it was tapped away by Dalton. Good hustle from Honeycutt, and he got it to Brown. Ferguson and Portland called a timeout. I think both teams needed a timeout to slow this thing down. 90 seconds are gone in that fourth quarter. You talked about it, just 13 turnovers. I say just, now it's 14. But three turnovers in that third quarter off some silly ones. Portland had two free throws, two field goals. They scored 6 points in that third quarter. You can live with that.
Yeah, the way you limit that is you give up 6 points because you only gave up three turnovers. In this quarter, if we can hold them under 10 points and be solid with the basketball, we'll be fine right here. Our pressure is starting to wear on Zero. He looks tired. We got to continue to put relentless pressure on him. You can tell his hands are on his hips, and he's exhausted right now.
Calvert with 10, as now he's not the primary ball handler. Brown will take it up. They get Dalton on the right block. He's working on Steen. Great matchup here as Dalton drives inside, kicks it to Calvert in the corner. He drives baseline, kicks it opposite side for Sidner. Sidner has been the only sub tonight for Portland. They played six guys. Chaz Wood almost steals it away from Brown, and a late whistle as Wood tries to go for a steal, and he bumped into the body of Brown. That will be Chaz Wood's fourth foul as he's hit some big shots, but he's been in foul trouble darn near all game. He'll be subbed out. Albie Harris will check back in. That's the first team foul against Fulton, and it will be Portland basketball on the side out.
Tommy, that's a prime example. You've been taught to be up the line so you can deny the basketball, and you're hugging your guy, and you foul him right there. Just not a smart foul.
Brown throws it into Dalton, trying to back down Steen. Steen holding his ground. Dalton gets it to the right block. Shot fake, and it's good, and it's a foul. He got Steen in the air for a half second. Dalton took advantage. He's got 19 and will head to the line to try to make it a 20-point outing for Keelan Dalton.
Yeah, it's probably that time in the game we need to go back our post on their post. They did a pretty good job on him outside of just fouling. But we've got to just continue to get stops right here. I think it's time to probably put Jamari back on 23. You can't let Nick get in foul trouble here in the fourth.
Totten and Ferguson back in. Sidner and Brown will grab a seat. Dalton to the line to shoot a free throw. His team down by 5. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. Dalton misses a big one there.
Big rebound by Jamari.
Fulton snags the rebound. They lead by 5. Burris will walk it up the right side of the floor. Top of the circle, a spin. Hand off for Harris. Shot fake left side. Steen's got a good look in the left corner. Too strong. Offensive rebound on the backside by Burris. Fulton will reset.
Be patient. Get what you want.
Cox barking out coaching from Media Row. Womble drives inside. Hangs. Can't finish. Rebound. Jamari again. Leaves it for Steen on the right block. Good. That is championship effort right there from Martin and Nick Steen. Fulton by 7.
Yeah, we got a good look, and then we just missed it. But effort right there. Get the rebound.
Calvert. Ball hangs on the rim and falls through. That's a tough shot there from the free throw line. And it back and forth we go, 47-42. Fulton will walk it up. 3 minutes gone in the fourth quarter.
Man, their 23's gas, and so is Nick. I just like to see us dribble it out a little bit and make him come guarding. We're going to try to get him a post touch right here on this ball screen.
Burris picks up his dribble, double team, throws it to Steen almost out of bounds.
Take your time.
Steen tracks it down. Now here's Harris. Harris dribbles right side on Ferguson. Pass right side to Burris now. Lifts it up, almost double dribble. They don't call it. Here's Rajon. Harris, big three, top of the circle. No. Offensive rebound, Jamari Martin.
In.
Layup, no. Grown man rebounds for Jamari Martin as he heads back to the line to shoot two free throws. Two huge O-boards. He's got 5 tonight. Fulton dominating the glass, 29-17.
I think Jody just pulled Nick over there to let him know if he's not going to come out there and guard you, just dribble the basketball. We've got to get him to come out and guard us right there.
Martin lines up one of two free throws, and that one hits the front iron, falls through. 48-42, Fulton. Jamari, just like Chaz Wood, been battling fouls all night. He's got 3 huge points along with 5 huge rebounds.
Yeah, we've dominated him on the glass right here in the second half. We've got to continue that. Our last 6 points have come off offensive rebounds.
Martin cans them both. Fulton 49, Portland 42. 4:20 left to play in the fourth. Calvert slowly up the floor. Womble right on
it. Great defense. Good job, Nick. Good deny.
Picks it up.
That's a layup.
And
we got to get
it's intercepted. Tapped away by Martin. And he finishes. No, he can't. Offensive rebound on the putback to Steen. Martin missed the bunny. Steen with the follow. Fulton by nine.
Got to continue to get stops here.
Midway point of the fourth quarter. Calvert driving inside. Great hands from Womble, and it's off the leg of Tristan Calvert. What hands from Rajon Womble, forcing a turnover. And now John Ferguson calls a timeout. He wanted a foul there. He's not going to get it. Full timeout, Portland. And now here comes Fulton, asserting themselves in full control of this game. Up by nine, midway point of the fourth quarter, 4 minutes left to go. And you're 4 minutes away from a state semifinal berth, but still plenty of basketball to be played. What caused that run right there? My guess, offensive rebounding. That
Absolutely.
Was awesome.
Every bit of it. And the ball pressure, you know, the relentless ball pressure now without fouling has been the key. They threw it to us a couple times right there, end up missing, but, you know, follow up and get the layup. It's just so important right here down the last stretch, these 4 minutes, that we get good shots. We've taken a couple bad shots, but we've bailed ourselves out with offensive rebounds. I know Coach is over there telling them right now, you know, we got to keep defending and keep rebounding and take care of the basketball, and that's just the key. I think tonight the story has been when we have not done a good job of valuing the ball, we've had a hard time.
Yep.
And when we valued the ball, we've got good looks. We've been able to get into the paint. We don't seem like we've taken too many threes. I think Nick's had a couple of heat checks, but all in all, we've continued to get that ball into the paint.
We've taken 15 three-pointers, but we're 5 of 15. You take that any day of the week. We're almost doubling them up on the glass. 31-17 in favor of the Falcons. 12 offensive rebounds to their 4. Each team with 15 turnovers. We've had 12 steals.
Yeah,
shooting 45% from the field.
That's funny because the steal numbers not went up much this half. It's only about 4. But we've been able to keep them off the line because we've not been fouling them.
Out of the timeout, Burris races his way up the floor, leaves it for Steen on the left elbow, off a screen, drives inside, and it's batted out of bounds by Ferguson, and it will stay with Fulton on the side out.
Burris just got hit right in the mouth by 23 right there.
Him and Dalton, if you see here, they're exchanging. The officials come in to separate it. Burris and Dalton with some pleasantries there on the low block, and the official breaks it up.
I mean, he hit him directly in the mouth right there with his forearm coming off that screen. Just a little rub screen where it gets Nick going downhill, and he just got hammered.
Womble gets it into Burris, dribbling left side. He's double-teamed. Here's Totten and Honeycutt, and he gets it out to Steen near the midcourt logo. Nick,
see,
trying to work downhill.
We got to be patient. He doesn't need to pick his dribble up off the
– Nick takes it, drives inside, absorbs contact. No foul called, and he misses the 10-footer. Rebound to Totten of Portland. Totten up the floor to Ferguson. Left side, Harris drives inside, and they're going to get a foul on Albie Harris. And that will be Fulton's third team foul of the quarter. Third team foul against Albie Harris. And you never want to see a player with 3 fouls being subbed out for a player with 4 fouls coming in. Chaz Wood at the scores table set to check in. Ferguson at the line to shoot two. They say he was in the act of shooting. We'll go with that. First one is good. Chaz Wood back in.
That had more to do with transition defense. They got the rebound. We try to pick them up 80 feet from the goal, and nobody gets that back inside the paint right there. And then just not a smart reach and foul.
Ferguson goes 2 for 2.
We've got to keep them off the foul line.
51-44. They've shot 15 foul shots to our 5. Steen drives inside. Misses the contact. Layup is good. Honeycutt was in the lane trying to take a charge. Steen goes right around him for his 18th and 19th point of the night. Fulton by 9.
That's a big boy move right there. That guy was set up for a charge. He went around him with a nice layup. That's what I'm saying. 23 cannot come out and guard him. So when 23 comes out and guard him, he's got to go by him.
Calvert.
Big steal.
Errant pass stolen away by Nick. Nick with a slam. The elevation from the junior. And that might be the exclamation point. Fulton by 11 ties their largest lead of the game. Ferguson, a drive, hangs, kicks. Here's Totten with a drive inside. Layup is up and good.
We needed that stop right there. We had all the momentum, and we needed to stop, just didn't guard the basketball.
I didn't know Steen could get up like that.
I didn't even know he could dunk. Let's go.
You love to see it. The bright lights of the Murphy Center, they bring out the best. Steen with 23 after that slam.
We need to be patient right here, get a good shot. We're running 4 high. 4 high is probably the best thing he's got going for him here late in the season.
And Steen driving baseline, Looks like Dalton tapped it away, but they'll say last touch by Nick there in the corner. So a turnover, Fulton. Ball back over to Portland. They trail by 9 with 2:11 left to play.
And that was when you wish you had that timeout that Justin called right there on that hustle play, because we're gassed.
It's true. We have 2 left.
Yep.
With 2 minutes left. Dalton with 20 tonight.
Stay in your stance.
Leaves it for Honeycutt. Totten, a good look at 3, top of the circle, too deep. Missed it short. Rebound Calvert. He'll try from the left side. That one no good. Rebound goes to Nick Steen. Fulton can slow it up. Portland 1 of 8 from beyond the arc. Burris gets it up to Steen. And now Fulton will slow it down. 90 seconds left to play. Steen will wait for Dalton to come out on him. And he throws it right side. Here for Womble. And they work it around the perimeter. Womble right side. Free throw line extended. Pass down low for Steen. Layup no. And a rebound goes to Honeycutt. There was contact but no call. Gives it to Calvert. Calvert going the other way.
We need a big stop right here.
Pass down low, Totten. We lost him down low, and then Jamari Martin picks up his 4th foul as Totten goes up, but he'll have to earn it at the stripe.
Got a good look. Got Nick curling off the high screen right there on Jamari's screen. Got what we wanted. Just tough finish, but Jamari's got to follow right there. His man went to help, and Jamari stayed at the high post and didn't rebound because he thought Nick was going to make the layup.
Fulton 55, Portland 46, 1:12 left to play. Totten to the line with 2 big free throws, and he hits the first. And John Ferguson will call his
second timeout
remaining. Go ahead.
I'd like to know the last time they made a field goal. It's got to be about the 4 or 5 minute mark on Zero's pull up at the foul line.
I mean, when you look at the foul shot discrepancy, 13-17 for Portland, 4 of 5 for Fulton. You usually blame the officials, but we've done it to ourselves.
Absolutely.
And that's I think, the annoying part, because that's 13 points. I mean, that's 10 points we've probably given them, and it's an 8-point game. That's the tough part to swallow. But nonetheless, a minute 12 left to play. Fulton by 8, 55-47. Totten hit the first of 2, and coming out of the timeout, he will attempt his 2nd free throw. Steen's got 23. Chaz Wood with 8 big points. Battling foul trouble. He's 4. Womble's got 2. Burris has double figures with 10. And Jamari Martin has 4 points, but also 4 fouls. For Portland, Keelan Dalton over his average of 15. He's got 19 on the game. Calvert with 12. Ferguson with 10. Totten with 5. Honeycutt, the only other starter tonight yet to score, and has 4 personal fouls in tonight's game. As it's been a great contest, exactly what we thought. These teams aren't very big, but they're athletic. Fulton's pressure has sped up. Portland, 17 turnovers tonight. A lot of them forced by that Fulton defense.
Absolutely. We have 13 steals. I think the biggest thing is right here, you're going to take care of the basketball. They got a free throw. They make it. They're going to jump in a press right here. We have 2 timeouts. We've got to take care of the basketball.
Totten cans them right on cue. It's a full court press. Steen will throw it in. Gets it into Burris, who's battling on Totten. Steps through, throws it up to Womble. Dangerous pass, but Womble corrals it right in front of our broadcast position. As we near 1 minute left to play, Womble picks up his dribble.
Cannot pick up your dribble.
Leaves it for Chaz at the midcourt stripe. Portland in desperation mode. You got to value the basketball. Hand off to Chaz with 50. Womble, Portland electing not to foul. Finally they do. Totten picks up what would be his 2nd, and that just the 2nd team foul of the quarter for Portland. So a long way to go, but 50 seconds left to play in this one as Fulton eyes a semifinal trip on Friday against Upperman. If they can hang on here, up by 7, 55-48.
We'll have Justin coming right off this double screen right here. Didn't come to the basketball.
Womble almost threw it away. Sidner knocks it out of bounds. And Burris and Sidner battling for it, going into media row. Last touch by the Panthers. So Fulton dodges a bullet.
He dodged a bullet. We didn't come off the screen hard, and we threw a lazy pass.
Take care of the basketball.
And we've got a collision there. Burris and Totten, no call. We play on. Womble up the floor to Chaz. Leaves it for Jamari. And Jamari goes up for a dunk, and he's fouled on the way up.
Yeah, I think from moving forward right here, I think as you're throwing the ball in bounds and stuff because they're going to try to foul, I think Nick's probably the guy that's going to have to come off and get those basketballs. He's just so much stronger coming off the screen. And can, you know, go get the ball. Justin did a great job of even keeping the play alive right there for us.
55-48, Fulton. Martin at the line with 2 big free throws. He hit 2 just a moment ago. That's a confident-looking stroke there from a guy who's playing some confident basketball. Honeycutt will check in for Sidner. Martin hits the first, and Fulton leads by 8.
Yeah, Jamari's played really good here in the second half. 23's physicality could have dominated us, but he's done a good job here late in the second half, him and Nick.
Jamari lines up the second. You bet. 57-48. Here comes Portland. Ball doesn't touch the floor as they get it up to Ferguson. Layup on the other end, no. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Dalton. Layup is up and good. The clock runs at 30 seconds left. 57-55. Steen gets it into Burris. Portland has 3 fouls to give as they're in the backcourt, and they foul Steen as he passes it up to Burris. Honeycutt, if that's on him, that's his 5th, and it is. So he'll grab a seat. 25 seconds left to play as Fulton leads by a touchdown.
What's funny is Jody's all over Jamari right now about rebounding, but his guy was out here at half court on such a quick shot, and Rajon didn't do a good job of boxing out right there.
Steen will throw it in. As Womble smartly comes to the basketball in the backcourt, gets it in, and Calvert will foul him after a couple seconds tick off. 22 and a half left in this one. Womble to the line to shoot 2 free throws.
So I like the philosophy right here. We're going to go defense for offense, then we'll bring Chaz back in, because if Portland scores, they're going to call timeout. So you get the opportunity to get Chaz back on the floor. Will's done a really good job. I'm surprised Kiaris is not coming in also for defense right here.
Womble hits the first of 2 big ones, 58-50. Brown checks in for Sidner. Portland just with 1 timeout left in this one.
You know, I think the story as this tournament goes on is how smart can Fulton play?
Correct. Womble goes 2 for 2. They lead by 9, 59-50. Brown gets it into Calvert. The clock runs at 20 seconds left. Calvert and the Panthers need a quick score. Picks up his dribble. He's got nothing. Leaves it for Totten. Back tap by Dixon. And precious time running off the clock. It's still Portland basketball with 8 seconds. Totten fires a 30-footer. No.
How about it?
Moving on to the state semifinals. They battle back after squandering an 11-point lead in the first half. They win it by 9. Your final score, the Big Maroon 59, Portland 50. And the semifinals are set on this half of the bracket. Falcons will battle Upperman this coming Friday, 12:45 Central Time, 1:45 Eastern Time. We will have it for you right here on Falcon Radio. What a game. Wasn't pretty, quite stressful even, but a win is a win, especially this time of year, and the Falcons are moving on to the state semis. What a game it was. Credit to Portland as their season will end with a record of 28-7, the champions from District 9 and Region 5. Fulton improves to 25-9 on the season. And the Falcons move on to face the Bees of Upperman. And what a time it was for the Big Maroon. We're trying to get a player or a coach here, but they've got bigger.
No, they will. They've got bigger fish to fry. They'll come over here.
We'll grab a quick breather, and we'll come back with the final stats, hopefully a player interview or an assistant interview, as Fulton grabs the win, 59-50 over Portland. Back after this as you listen to Falcon Basketball, 91.1 WKCS, Knoxville.
Adulthood comes with amazing experiences and opportunities like the chance to attend your top university, college, or trade school program for little to no cost. With higher education, you could earn $1 million more over your lifetime. But time flies, and forgetting to register could become a roadblock if you're not careful. Register with a selective service when you turn 18 to clear your path to affordable education and a successful future. Visit sss.gov to register today.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a Real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a Real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your Real ID at tsa.gov/Real ID. That's tsa.gov/Real ID. Or visit your local DMV, and then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
How can you measure the value of education-based athletics? Well, the value is in what makes it invaluable. That's because school sports aren't just about winning. They're about learning and growing. School sports aren't just about gaining trophies and accolades. They're about learning life lessons, bringing a whole community together, developing character and integrity, having coaches who mentor you, and teammates who become lifelong friends. And you can't put a price on any of that. That's what makes education-based athletics invaluable. Of course, when you participate in school sports, you want to win and become a better athlete. But the purpose is so much greater: becoming a better person. Support your local school sports programs. And if you have a student, encourage them to get involved.
This message presented by the TSSAA and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Murphy Center, Fulton victorious in yet another state quarterfinal game as they down the Portland Panthers from Sumner County 59-50. Tommy Sweat, Jonathan Cox here courtside, and now joining us with some huge buckets. Battled foul trouble all night, Chaz Wood, the young sophomore. Thank you for joining us. First of all, congratulations on an amazing victory. How tough was it to kind of get into a rhythm of this game? You picked up two fouls early in that first quarter, but you still battled back, hit some big threes in that second half to get a big win for the Big Maroon.
Yes, I just had to be ready when my moment came, and I was ready to shoot it, bro, and just we got it done. We played defense, had to get out of foul trouble, but we got it done, and that's all that matters.
We go back to last year, Chaz, and not to bring up bad memories, but I think we were just happy to be here last year. I don't think a lot of teams expected us to be here, and we fell to Fayette Ware in the quarterfinals. This year, it seems like we got a little bit more confidence about us. You have a lot more confidence about you. What did you guys learn from last year's first-round exit and take it into this first round of the state tournament, and now you're moving on to the state semifinals? What did you guys learn from last year and take it into this year?
It was just a really good learning lesson, especially because we were young. We never came down here, never had the experience, but this year, it really helped us get used to it in the environment, and we just had to settle our nerves in and stuff, and we did, and we calmed down, and we got it done.
Absolutely. I know the game plan was to pressure and speed them up, but I'm sure you heard in there, guys, we got to play smart.
Yeah.
We got to play fast, play smart. Talk a little bit about the halftime talk and just what the game plan was in the second half.
Coach Wright just wanted us to settle down, and we were playing dumb basketball at first, so we had way too many turnovers in the first half, so we just had to settle down. We backed up the pressure a little bit because foul trouble. We had like four guys with two fouls, so we just had to calm down a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, Chaz, thanks for stopping by. Great job tonight.
Good win. Talk to you Friday.
Hit those big three. See you Friday.
Chaz Wood, sophomore guard, picked up two fouls not even 2 minutes into this game. Sat the rest of the first half. Hit some big threes coming out in the second. He finishes with 8 points on 3 of 4 shooting from the field, 2 of 3 from beyond the arc, as he played just 12 minutes and scoring 8 points, but they were crucial for Fulton to get a win here tonight. As we take a look at the final numbers for Portland, their season comes to an end at 28-7 overall, led in scoring by their workhorse, Keelan Dalton, with 21 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 steals, a block to go along with Dalton's stat line tonight. Quentin Totten, 6 points, a rebound, 2 assists, and a turnover. Nathaniel Honeycutt held scoreless, had 2 rebounds, 5 assists, and fouled out with 30 seconds left to go in this game. Evan Ferguson with 10 points and 2 rebounds, 2 big threes for Ferguson tonight for the Panthers. And Tristan Calvert right at his average at 12 points a game, 5 rebounds, had 8 turnovers. Those were big. Credit to the Fulton defense for that. Had a steal and an assist, as John Ferguson only played 7 guys tonight. 2 guys came off the bench. It was Evan Brown and Elijah Sidner. Sidner, the only bench point for the Panthers. He had a free throw, a couple of rebounds, and a couple of turnovers. For Fulton, they improved to 25-9 overall. Nick Steen leads the way with 23 points, another double-double for him as he has 12 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, and 2 steals. Chaz Wood, just talked to him there with the 8 points. Huge, not off the bench, but in the starting lineup, but felt like he was never in the game, as a lot of Fulton Falcons were battling foul trouble tonight, but 8 big ones for Chaz. Rajon Wobble with 4 big free throws late to close this one out, had 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. He's just a Swiss Army knife of a player. Justin Burris, the only other Falcon in double figures with 10. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Jamari Martin, 6 points. Huge offensive rebounds, 2 in that fourth quarter. He had 5 total to go along with 2 steals and a turnover. And bench points, Joe Harrison with 6. Kiaris Cox had 2. And again, Fulton gets the win, 59-50. wrapping things up here from the Murphy Center. We will have another game for you on Friday afternoon, 12:45 Central, 1:45 Eastern, as Fulton battles Upperman, a rematch of the state semifinals from 2 years ago, 2024.
Yeah,
Fulton en route to their second straight 3A state title. So the Bees and the Falcons will lace it up Friday afternoon here in Murfreesboro. Coach, this is always interesting how the schedule works out, because some teams like Fulton play on Wednesday. They have tomorrow off. Then you play semifinals Friday. If you're lucky enough to make it to Saturday, you play for a gold ball on Saturday. What does an off day at the state tournament in Murfreesboro look like for Fulton tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. Tomorrow's a huge day of prep. You know, you let them sleep in. You get some rest. You go to Siegel and probably put an hour, 15, hour and 20 minutes in just to get ready for Upperman. Your scout is done tonight and done tomorrow morning. And, you know, you got to stop Ty Cobb.
Yep. Mr. Basketball.
I feel like Fulton is a better basketball team after watching tonight. I feel like we're more athletic. But tomorrow you go through that. You bring them over here tomorrow and probably watch a couple really good basketball games.
Yep. Local teams playing, that helps. Yeah, Bearden and Farragut,
that's
in
right.
Action.
And at a good time, 12:45 and like 2-something. So they'll get to come and watch that. And then you just take it in, and then you get ready for a 12:45 tip, I think, Central Standard Time. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And you just get ready for that. But the moment's not too big for this team. And the reason why the moment's not too big is because of how hard they play and just how good they rebound. You look at this stat sheet tonight, and I'm sitting here looking at it. We had 12 offensive rebounds. We had to score at least 8 or 10 on those on those rebounds, and just did a great job, 33-21. Tommy, we get to drive home tonight. We get to come back Friday. And Fulton's got a pretty good record in the
semifinal. They do. I think we won't bring that up. We'll bring it up, hopefully, 2 Central Time on Friday. We'll bring up the record in the semifinals. But still, Fulton with a win tonight, 59-50. On Friday, it will be a look ahead at Mr. Basketball, Ty Cobb. He scored 25 points tonight in a 7-point victory over South Gibson in quarterfinal number 1. So, again, Fulton and Upperman, 12:45 Central on Friday. Alcoa and Fayette Ware are just about set to tip off here at the Murphy Center. The winner will move on to face Tullahoma and Tennessee High Friday, March 20th, 2:15 Central Time. Folks, we appreciate you tuning in. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to tune in, 12:45 Central on Friday, 1:45 Eastern. Myself, Jonathan Cox, will have the state semifinal game for you on Falcon Radio as Fulton will look to play for another state title as they will play the top team in the state, the Upperman Bees, in just a couple of days.
It's on.
Defending state champs. You wanted a crack at them.
Two Mr. Basketball finals.
We talked about it on the way down here. You got to get past Portland, and no disrespect to Portland. They were a great team. They made it down here. You had to handle Portland. Now you got a chance to knock off the defending state champs, and Fulton's got a great opportunity to do so. Just one last thing before we send it back to the Classics. You talk about playing smart. Fulton's got to play smart on Friday to knock off Upperman. I think we're more athletic. I think we're more talented. Upperman plays some high IQ basketball, though. That's going to be tough.
They do. And what happens is if you turn it over against them, your possessions are going to be so limited that you might not get as many chances as you got tonight.
Right.
We never got down. You can tell Upperman tonight when they got up against their opponent, they continue to slow it down and pass until they got what they wanted.
Yep.
We cannot turn it over against Upperman. They don't bring a whole lot of pressure, so we have to be really solid, and we have to play smart basketball. We've played hard. We've played consistently hard, but we've got to play smart.
Yeah, Upperman win a lot of 2-3 zone in their win against South Gibson, so some zone offense will be crucial on Friday for a Falcon semifinal victory. We will sign off. Hope you enjoyed it. It was phenomenal. Thank you so much for the hospitality of the TSSAA for having us here on Media Row. We will talk to you Friday afternoon as Fulton stays alive. One more game to try to play for a gold ball. It would be number 6 all-time if they were to make it there, and a big one on Friday. As Fulton gets the win 59-50 over the Portland Panthers, we say so long. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it. And so we send it back to the classics here. This has been Fulton Basketball, 91.1 WKCS, Knoxville.
Good night. Go Falcons.
You have been listening to live play-by-play coverage of the five-time state champion Fulton Falcons on WKCS Radio. Join us throughout the season for complete coverage of Fulton Basketball right here on your home for Fulton Basketball since 1952, Falcon Radio, 91.1 WKCS Knoxville, and around the world at WKCSradio.com. This has been a presentation from Fulcom, the Fulton Academy of Communications.